This weekend is the beginning of Ramadan, Islam's holy month of fasting. Muslims say it marks the time that God gave the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad. For the next 4 weeks, millions of believers around the world will abstain from food and water during the daytime. It's an act of devotion many Muslims say make them strong, because they're part of a global religious event. But the Ramadan fast can also be a very personal gesture of faith. As part of our month-long look at the importance of fasting in people's lives, today we hear from a Southern California Muslim on the eve of Ramadan.
My name is Saif Nasser Ismail. People call me Nasser or Ismail or even Ish. I was born in the United States as a Muslim, raised in the Middle East, North Africa, as well as Detroit. Ramadan, the month of fasting, is one of the pillars of Islam. It's something that's incumbent upon all Muslims. In general, you eat an early morning meal, you pray, and then you spend the rest of the day working through your day the way you would normally, but trying to exhibit a certain higher level of self-control, reflection, taking time out to read the Quran. And then at the end of the day, you break the fast with a small snack, pray again, and then have a normal-sized meal. Now, what this does is it allows you to separate your higher self from your physical self. You take the most basic natural need that we have as humans, and that's food and drink, and you suppress that. It's a month-long reset that allows us to recognize and to really internalize that we do have that choice and that we can act up to our highest calling as humans. One of the most beautiful things about Ramadan and about fasting is that it allows us to understand the plight of those who have less, understand the necessity to support those who don't have money, who don't have the ability to work or take care of themselves. I myself, anyone in Los Angeles does, have a lot of things going on in my life. And one of those things is that I'm a professor of the Afro-Brazilian martial art of capoeira, and I'm a teacher of many students. And during Ramadan in general, we're not called upon to stop our work. We're called upon to do the same and then more. And so as a capoeirista, as a martial artist, I must continue my training. And I find that when I play capoeira, because I don't necessarily have the physical strength that I would normally, I'm a lot more flexible. I have to be a lot sharper with my thoughts and my thinking. And it again highlights the strength of the human mind. Through the month of Ramadan, you find yourself in phases. So for me, week one is euphoria. And then week two is a bit more of an endurance thing. Then week three, it peaks and you hit the wall. And then all of a sudden, I'm in super irritability phase. I don't want to hear anybody. I don't want to have to deal with anybody else's issues. And that week three is... That's the time that it really becomes a trial, having to really put yourself in the shoes of the person who you're dealing with. And so when we humble ourselves and fast, we restrict our natural reaction to be upset about things and to lash out. We try to listen more than to speak. And all of this turns us into introspective people who are able to really understand and account for our own actions.
That was Nasser Ismail, a North African Muslim living in Southern California. You can follow our fasting series on the website, npr.org. This is NPR News.